Have you ever wanted to be a deep sea diver? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. When I was a little kid, I was given a snorkel, and there was a long time when I was very obsessed with the snorkel, swimming around, looking for fish, finding shells, and cool dirt, I guess. I really liked the muck and stuff. So one thing that we would do when we would swim is the lake we were at had what we called stair steps. I don't know if that's the technical meaning, but basically it's when a lake bottom drops off in sections, but it drops off really fast. And the lake that we would go to had these sort of stair steps. So it had some like cool sticky clay sand on it. So I would take a deep breath, even in my snorkel, I guess, and I would dive under and I would pick up a big old handful of this muck to take up to the dock, and my snorkel would fill with water. And you know, I mean, it's not great, it's not good, but it was a lot of fun. And you know what is good? Today's Devo, which is actually called Diving Deep by A.W. Smith. Have you ever wondered what it would be like to be a deep sea diver? If you've been to the ocean, you know how beautiful it is to see waves crashing on the shore. And yet, when we begin to explore what's beneath the surface, we see things that are even more beautiful. Deep sea divers find an amazing variety of marine life, from stunning sea creatures to colorful coral. It's the same way with the Bible. If you grew up in the church, you've probably heard lots of Bible stories and learned many biblical principles. These are good and important and beautiful. And yet, when we dive beneath the surface and explore deeper into the Bible, we keep discovering more and more wonderful truths about who God is. It can be easy to think that reading the Bible isn't very important, especially if we learn about what it says in church or at home. But learning about Jesus through His Word is a lifelong process. There's always more He wants us to know, and He will continue to reveal treasures of knowledge, insight, and wisdom as we dive deeper into the Bible. He will help us grow in our faith, coming to grips with the power of God Himself, understanding His ways, and enjoying fellowship with His Spirit. It's so refreshing to be in God's Word. No matter how long we've been a Christian, as we spend time reading and studying the Bible, He will keep teaching us new things. He'll help us understand more and more about Himself and what He did to save us. And He'll show us His promises and how He calls us to live life with Him. As we dive deep into His Word, we will see wonderful things. So let's dive a little deeper into this together. What parts of the Bible are you curious about? Consider spending some time reading them today, asking God to help you see what He wants to show you. When you have questions about the Bible, who are trusted Christians in your life who could help you find scholarly resources like study Bibles, commentaries, articles, or videos? As you and I can read in Psalm 119, verse 18, "Open my eyes that I may see wonderful things in your law." Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible Psalm 119, 130, and Proverbs 2, 1 through 5 to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Did you like today's Devo? I thought it was really cute. Do you have ideas for Devos of your own? Well, I want to hear about them. Head over to unlocked.org and check out our writer's guidelines to find out how you can write for us. Also, be sure to join me for tomorrow's devotional about minor irritations. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.